Welcome to Primary Attribute, where Castles and Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as it's known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vaughn's original recipe and Vaughn's comma cool. We all use the he/him pronouns. The Vaughnses are our furry fox folk buddies, one of whom just lit Wealthy on fire. She's very on fire right now.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. Both use they, she pronouns. And Jesse is really confused at the amount of on fire that Wealthy is.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard, and half of Sidroa, the ooze monster, but better known together as Weldroa. We use she, her, she, he, it, they, you know, will come if called. And we find ourselves very, very unconscious after being lit on fire.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist slash mechanic, and Steve Oat Willie, the kobold pilot. We all use he, him pronouns. And, we're surrounded by ghosts again, and it's unpleasant. And yeah, I don't want to end up with more buddies in my arm.
Fair enough.
Oh, trauma.
Yeah. All right. If you get a chance, you should rate and review us on our podcast platform of choice. That helps people find us. It makes us feel good about what we do. You should do it to every other podcast you listen to as well. It could be your present to us for our 200th episode. We will have recorded it, I believe, by the time you hear this, but you should do it anyway. It will warm our hearts, even if we don't know what's happened yet. Erin, would you like to do the recap?
I would, yes. We looked at some maps with Alvin and May, trying to figure out which way we wanted to go down. And ultimately, we decided that we did not want to go straight down through known tunnels, where we would get attacked really a lot, or through the waterways, which would be bad for our supplies. We wanted to go and make our own way, just like Fleetwood Mac said. So in some conduits in the lower tunnels, we found a bunch of ghosts. Sidroa sensed something faintly far off that was evil, and then it got much closer. And Steamboat Willie's ankle was grabbed by something through the floor, which then started to try to strangle him. And after we dispatched that ghost, then Weldroa was grabbed, and then Vaughn's shot burning hands, which hit the ghost and Weldroa, and Weldroa was reduced to zero. And then another ghost came to attack, so we're still in combat.
But it definitely hit the ghost.
I don't know, I wasn't there because our internet went out.
All right, so fun update. It did in fact hit the ghost, and because I'd gotten the order of operations wrong in terms of which ghost you were aiming at initially, it did kill it. So, you know, there's that side benefit.
Yay! Wow. At least my sacrifice was worth something.
One of the wraiths had less health than the other one. All right. So, Vaughn, see you. You're aiming a little shaky with the sprayer there. It's new. You know, you're breaking it in.
Yeah, I didn't mean to hit Wealthy.
So your very powerful burning hand spell poured out and, you know, disintegrated a ghost, and also you got to see Sidroa apparently panic and draw itself inside the only cover that was near it, also known as the skeleton it was had around it. And it turned out skeletons don't like being superheated.
Oh, God.
All at once. So everyone hears this horrible popping, cracking noise.
Oh, no!
As the skeleton just disintegrates.
Oh, shit.
And, Sidroa is currently, Weldroa is currently a motionless blob on the floor. So that's probably fine.
Yeah, oops.
Now then, the other thing that happened was there was another creature lunging at all of you.
Oh yeah, that's bad.
Because of course.
That's what creatures do.
The creech.
Another ghost, much like the one that went after Wealthy.
Yep, and it's definitely creeching.
Oh, and that's one more thing. Let's see. Vaughns, make a wisdom check.
D20, go. Looks like I rolled an 11 on that. And this is original recipe?
Yes.
All right. So it looks like 21 then, unless there's like a listen check or something.
Nope. All right. So your burning hands has, you know, it's a cone. It has a range. You presumably got pretty close to try to not hit Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not as close as you should have gotten. But more importantly, it did spill past Wealthy and your target into the standing room only crowd of other ghosts. And you key into the fact that some of them dissolve upon being hit with fire that hard.
The ghosts?
Yeah, some of the just the standard ghosts that weren't doing anything.
Hmm.
And you feel eyes start landing on you.
We're killing innocent ghosts.
Well, that's probably not good.
Well, is it? I don't. Maybe it is good.
I mean,
what happens when you kill a ghost? Oh no!
Does the ghost appreciate it, or are they?
Grix is going to go lie down.
I'm not allowed to go lie down. We're in the middle of a cave.
Just lie down during combat. Power move. All right.
Turn into Macaulay Culkin? I don't know.
What?
No one saw Casper?
You're thinking of Devon Sawa.
Oh, I must be.
That was not Macaulay Culkin. That was absolutely not Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God, no.
It was Christina Ricci, though.
It was definitely
Macaulay Culkin was in Richie Rich around that time.
Oh, right. And we all know that Richie Rich is the living version of Casper.
Yes. No, seriously.
Oh, well.
Compare them. Compare their heads. They're just their shape and their,
and their backstories.
Mm-hmm.
Vons.
Anyway.
No, we're talking about Casper. Stay on track, Ian.
An unfriendly ghost. Similar to the one you just burned to a crisp. Lunges out of the crowd, and before you can react, attacks you.
Can we just say busted? Like, no?
What? Why?
Well, it doesn't bust. We bust.
Oh, the ghost is busted.
Bones busted a ghost real good.
Yeah.
This one, currently unbusted, does attack you, however.
Can't make a lot of Ghostbusters jokes, please. There's too many of them.
All right. Bones, you take 6 points of damage.
As wait, why? Decides,
because when an evil ghost attacked you.
Well, no. Bad ghost.
Take 6 points of damage, and you take 2 points of damage to your strength score.
Strength score.
So whatever the attribute number is right now, you are temporarily operating at 2 lower than that.
Well, it's a good thing he doesn't use that. That would put him at a strength score of 6.
Well, you now have a strength modifier of... Well, wait, if you were at 8, you're already working at a -1, so...
Yep. And how much HP did he lose?
6.
6. That puts him at 44.
Okay, yeah, if you're at 6, your modifier has not changed for strength, so good for you.
Oh.
All right. Next up, we have the person I spent a good chunk of yesterday making a stat sheet for. May sees that. Clearly it's the ghost's fault. It couldn't have been Vaughn's fault, right? Something has attacked the weird creature that her friend has become, and a different one is now attacking Vaughn's, and she won't stand for that. So now I need to pull up a character sheet. High-level casters are hard, guys.
Uh-huh. That's May why takes you, advantage. Keep trying to kill them so no one can play as them.
They're hard to run as NPCs. They are also hard probably to counter as enemies, but mm-hmm. Or when running the enemies, but still. Okay, May, perhaps learning from Vons' mistake and taking advantage of the thing being incorporeal, reaches directly in front of you, Vons, but points her hand upwards and slightly away from you so that her burning hands shoots off at an angle and does not hit other ghosts and just toasts a bunch of air.
Uh-huh.
It also, unfortunately, only hits one target, but in this case, I'm guessing she felt that was desirable for some reason, like a coward.
Well, Vons does like his fur.
Yeah, he's got all the right crumbs in it.
Yeah, plenty of calories for later. He's a bit of a survivalist.
Doesn't do as much damage as Vons, but that wraith now looks much less corporeal than it was, although it is still up and functioning.
Wait, how corporeal did it look in the first place?
It's faded out slightly more. Its alpha channel has been increased or decreased, whichever one is appropriate, because I can't remember which. It gets more transparent. More ghostly, if you will. You're helping it ascend to its final form of dead. Okay, Jesse, you're up.
Jesse will... I feel like Jesse doesn't know how to deal with, like, ghosts, really. So,
like, on an emotional level, or
no, like, like, she's not really built for non-corporeal fighting, I guess. So she's going to administer a cure serious wounds to Weldroa.
Okay. As a side note, Dusty's sword is magical now, so she can't hit incorporeal things.
Yeah, I just don't think that that's a thing that she would think of.
No, and that's also, totally fair. I just wanted to make sure
it was. Seems very important to, you know, take care of.
Yeah.
The ooze monster who has her friend inside it.
Yeah. All right. So you administer a cure critical. I believe that's what, 3d8?
I don't know. I didn't write that down.
Fonz. How much does cure critical wounds heal?
It's
light, moderate, major, critical?
It goes light, serious, critical.
Don't we have a moderate?
Nope.
Natural wounds. Oh, there's a natural wound.
Which is a pretty low level, but it's...
Cure critical wounds is 5d8 hit points.
Oh, neat.
Jesus.
Well, I only did serious.
Oh, sorry. 3d8 then. Thought okay. I heard you critical.
I said critical when I was trying to figure it out.
And I rolled that myself.
So 3d8, you say? Oh, you rolled it yourself.
Okay. No, let's make Bonds roll it. I enjoyed that tradition. Because it's far funnier.
So 4 plus 3 plus 6, 13 mm-hmm. on 3d8.
Well, Droa, welcome back to consciousness.
Woohoo!
Wealthy, for a brief moment, you got to see what it was like when a mind palace basically just dissolves into nothing. Okay. And it turns out it's not great. You were just in the void for a while, you know.
Yeah, I get it.
But it's fine.
I wasn't existing.
Now you never have to think about it again. Now it will never happen again. Now it will never haunt your dreams.
And after that, I will hang out.
All right. You relax and you max all cool.
I just, like, I don't have anything. I mean, I guess I'll just, like, stay alert.
Yeah, just stand over Wealthy, ready for whatever's next, and go from there.
Yeah.
All right. Grix, you're up.
Ooh, right. I'm going to... How close am I to the bat?
You can easily run off to it if you want to. Great. You can be up to, I don't know, 20 feet away if you really want to be. Just somewhere.
I'll run up to it, and I will do... Dark chaos.
Okay. So it makes intelligence checks, if I remember right.
Uh-huh. Two of them. Difficulty is 14.
Okay. It fails. I think it actually be higher than that.
Oh, it should be higher than that.
Yeah. Basically, I think it's supposed to be run this way. I've made it so your level is like the challenge level, and then they roll a check against that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So actually, now that I think about it, I guess they fail both. So you do 12 damage.
Uh-huh.
Grix, what does it look like when you kill a ghost with chaos tentacle arms?
I think that the ethereal, like, supernatural tentacles are able to grab the ghost and just, like, the wraith and just, like tear it, but it tears up into, like, paper, like, or, like, snowflakes, kind of, that just disappear.
Yeah, that fade away.
Yeah, but it's unsettling. It's like if you've ever seen a cephalopod eat a fish. Not pleasant.
I can imagine. All right. So you tear the wraith apart, and everything pauses for a moment, and you all look around to see, is anything else coming?
Yeah.
Is anything else coming?
Wisdom checks from everybody. Original recipe Vons, add a d6 to your roll.
That's a dirty 20.
Damn.
Oh, a wisdom check?
Yeah.
Nat 20.
Sick.
31.
Jesus Christ.
Original Ooh. Vons got 19, or no, sorry, 29 with everything added up. And other Vons, it's pulling a 15.
Okay.
No, sorry. 25. I Similar numbers, keep forgetting but not quite to carry the one.
I also got a 25 for Steamboat. Grix got nothing worth mentioning.
Okay.
Grix was still like coming to terms with the concept of killing ghosts and whether that's good or bad for the ghost.
Do your tentacle arms strictly last two rounds?
Yes.
Okay.
Say. Yeah.
So I think because you failed that wisdom check, I'm going to say you let them drop because there was a moment before this happens.
Yeah, for sure. I would assume that anyway.
So the rest of you, you pause, you're looking around, and in the puff of colored misty light that was once ghosts and then got burning hands, there's this pause, and then you see the core crystal thing near you pulse brighter for a second.
Oh.
And some of its light pours out into that mist, and all of that mist swirls around and forms into a rather large, rather nasty looking ghost that looks, like about a dozen people kind of got melted together into something vaguely person shaped, and it looks upset. New initiative roll, everybody.
Okay.
That's a 4.
8.
8 and 10. OG and cool, respectively.
Okay. And then
Cricks and Steamboat. Got a 2 and Steamboat a 10. Steamboat's on point right now.
I'm going to say, fucking Green Day Universe is just ready to go.
We're excited. This isn't day-to-day life. We're like in the movies.
I mean, I feel like combat to them would make a lot more sense than like whatever the fuck normal ARC's operations would be.
Aaron?
Yes.
For the Vanguard, Alara, May, Skrulla, Lucky, and I'm missing two people off the top of my head.
Harper.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
And Odysseus.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm also equally likely to call him Ulysses if I try to call him Odysseus, because I just think I'm bad at that for some reason.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Here I was going to ask if it was a better fit.
I also literally, if it's not one of the planet gods, I always have to stop and think of, and I'm so bad at remembering which one is the Greek name and the Roman name. Anyway.
I mean, that's not like your explicit specific interest in Roman.
Yeah, but it's weird how bad I am at it.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Let him suck, okay, Aaron?
Shout out to 5 characters all ending up on the 8 count.
All
right. Wow.
Cool, Vons, you're up first. There's a giant angry ghost.
Well, giant angry ghost. How giant?
10 feet tall.
Ooh. That's more than twice my height. Let's see. As a cool little fox folk dude, mm-hmm. seen other people hit these things with conventional weapons?
I'm trying to think. I guess you'd know most people's stuff about most people's stuff being magic. I figure all of you kind of talk tactics before you came down here. So you've seen people use conventional looking weapons. You're reasonably certain most of them are magical. The person punching the ghost, you don't know what's up with that.
Okay. So
you're pretty sure she said she wasn't magic.
So I haven't seen somebody attack these things conventionally yet and don't know how that's going to go. Well,
correct.
I guess there's always a first, but I think what he's going to do is attack with his katana. Wait, I gave him other toys too, didn't I? Where did that list go? Why didn't those get added? Oh no, those should have been added.
Because I don't think any of those were weapons.
You had the one knife, but that is also non-magical.
That's right. They weren't weapons, were they?
No, there was a grappling hook and there was like a scarf that was...
The grappling hook is technically magical.
You could use it as an improvised weapon. I wouldn't stop you.
I believe you.
Because that rules.
and he hasn't had a chance to get some of the stuff on the list yet. So
you might have shillelagh oil for whatever that's worth.
I bet Vons has some on him. In fact, I'm certain Vons has some on him, but I don't think cool Vons does.
All right. So you got your sword.
So he's got his sword. He's just going to take a swing at him and, but he wants to do so like knowing that this thing might just not have any effect at all. He's going to just put all of his momentum into it so that he can just continue running after he takes his swing.
Okay, so you're trying to get around behind it?
Or away from it, just anticipating that this thing might just go right through and not slow him down at all. He's just going to put all of his momentum in and like as if he's going to take off running right afterwards.
Make a dexterity check.
Okay, it's an 8 on the die. He's got 9. The Dex. Is Dex a prime for him? I think it is.
It is.
So that would put him at 18.
All right. You go and you channel all the movies you've seen, although they were mostly samurai movies for this bit. And you go and do, you know, a swift cut as you plunge past this creature and it goes right through.
Mm-hmm.
But you do end up a short distance away. You can have like a 5-foot gap between you and the creature and be kind of facing it and retreating back into the crowd of other ghosts who don't seem as irritated by this whole situation.
Okay.
Though they do feel very aware of you, but...
So basically no effect on the ghost.
Correct.
Valuable to know.
Yes. Okay. Steamboat Willie.
Yeah. I think it's my slick spear time, if you know what I mean. I have my spear and chuck it at the ghost. And I'm hoping, because I've played JRPGs, I'm hoping that a magical spear will hurt a ghost.
Roll an attack roll.
18.
All right.
19. It's magic.
It's a good throw.
It's a good throw.
You aren't quite used to the weight of this thing yet. You barely miss it. It goes just over its shoulder. But it does flinch back from it, so you do think it will hurt once it hits. Your JRPG knowledge has served you well.
And then the coolest thing that Green Day Grix has ever seen, spear comes right back.
Hell yeah.
Infinite spear hack.
Yeah.
What's up?
Next up is May, so I'm trying to figure out of what she has prepped, what would be a good choice. Lightning Bolt would be fun, but also a terrible choice, because it likes to deflect off of things. I think she is just going to attack it with her weapon, which I'm going to say probably Wealthy would have noticed this if no one else. You did see her applying an oil to it earlier. Probably Shillelagh oil. They don't shell it for magic for the Guardians. She has one of those battle axes that also has a war axe sort of thing that also has a piercing tip on the top you can jab people with if you're feeling fancy. But she just chops with it this time and cuts seemingly pretty deep into a ghost, which is a nice trick. She basically gets it in the thigh because height, and it does like stumble on that leg for a second before righting itself. Jesse, you're up.
Wait, what kind of person is May?
May is human, but the thing is 10 feet tall.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I was like, I don't remember May being tiny.
I think May is not tall for a human, but compared to most of the people she hangs out with, she's very tall.
Sure. I think that seeing everybody else attacking with weapons makes Jesse realize, oh, wait, I can do that too now.
Yeah.
So she's going to attack two-handed. I'm assuming she's close enough
to
just attack it. She's going to attack two-handed with Dad, is that you?
All right, roll an attack roll.
That is, I rolled an 11 plus 13 to hit is 24. We good?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you're good. Roll your damage.
1d12 plus 3. I rolled an 11 plus 3 is 14.
Okay. You chop into this thing, and you're tall, so you go for like a nice cut at the waist, and yeah, it stumbles back from that too. It seems confused and angry, and makes the start of a terrible noise. But first, OG Vons, you're up.
Okay. OG Vons, still holding his flamethrower, for lack of a better term right now.
That's a good term.
Yeah. The fire sure worked. That was neat. What else we got? Does Wealthy need further healing?
I assume that Wealthy is, at 13, Wealthy is fine. She's up. She's conscious. But it might be real difficult to tell whether or not she's up and conscious since Sidroa is now a puddle of ooze.
Yeah, you didn't meet Sidroa until after the puddle of ooze state. So that ooze looks slightly murky and not like it's, you know, going to run down the drain, but that's all you got. You don't really know.
Okay. So no, I don't think that Wealthy really needs anything right now.
Hmm. What's the biggest swing we've seen these ghosts land so far?
The big one that's attacking you hasn't actually hit anyone yet because it's the first round.
What about the smaller ones?
They kept reaching their arms into people's chests and seemingly draining the life out of them. So that wasn't great.
Steamboat lost 3.
Yeah, one of them did start choking Steamboat.
But I know that was a real bad roll.
Yeah, I took 6.
Not to metagame or anything, but to metagame a little.
Well, we want to have a reasonable impression about how much
damage
these things can do in one shot. So
it knocked like 3 out of 22 out of me.
Yeah, it sounds like it'll either, if one attacks Sidroa, Sidwealthy?
Weldroa.
Sure, there we go. If one of them attacks Weldroa again, she stands a chance of surviving it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that took Weldroa down last time was not the ghost, man.
Uh-huh.
Fog of War.
Well.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the reasons Vons is considering healing her right now.
I think Vons is one of the foggiest of war people that I've ever seen in anything ever.
He's one of the what now?
Foggiest of war people that I've ever seen in anything ever.
Ah, yeah. Well,
Jackbox would say, there's a sentence.
Yeah.
If we were playing Blather Round, it would definitely say, wow.
All right. Nevertheless, let's hurl a Cure Serious Wounds at Weldroa, just to, as a gesture, why not?
Are you actually just throwing it?
Does that work? Will that apply the
usually healing? It doesn't for more humanoid things.
I mean, you could just go over to them.
I could also shoot her with the squirt gun.
That will take you just as long as going over to her.
God, you'll do anything to avoid making contact with anyone.
Fonzas will do anything to avoid therapy.
Yeah.
And how?
Yeah, well, Vons has a good position right now. He's very, he's in the middle of the action. He's having a good time with his squirty gun. It's fun for him. We can move over to Weldroa and Cure Serious on them.
All right, roll 3d8.
3d8. Okay, that's a 4, a 2, and a 7. That's pretty good. That's 13. Again, 13 is what we got last time.
Thank you much.
Mm-hmm.
Practically at full hit points. It's like nothing ever happened.
I can't even tell the difference.
Nope.
Yep. It certainly took 2 rounds to seem like nothing ever happened.
Yeah. Nothing is higher than it used to be. Okay. That's OG Vons. The giant ghost thing goes. Again, looking like a melted golem flesh creature thing. I don't think golems are a term there, but, melted flesh creature thing that is large. And, turns out it can open all those mouths and they do all scream at the same time.
Super fun.
It's a horrible fucking noise. And everybody. Cacophony. Yes. And everyone make a wisdom save.
Oh, I have a thing for that now.
Yep. You get that bonus. This is against fear. So if any of you have bonuses against fear, that applies. Even though technically it's different, but I don't care.
Remind me, on a save, do we add our level?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like 25. A check. It's just that if you have any bonuses to saves.
Nothing for wisdom.
Ooh, that's a nat 20 for me again. For a total of 33.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wealthy. Well, you are no longer a halfling. You have the heart and mind of one. You have a +2 on all saving throws against fear.
Oh, is this a wisdom show against fear? Okay.
Yeah.
Then okay mine is 27.
If she's only half-halfling at this point, is she a quarterling?
I'm not half-halfling. I am full-halfling in spirit.
Ah.
Grix got a 15, and Steamboat got a 22.
Uh-huh.
Both on that times for them.
OG got a 23, and... Cool Vons got a 12.
Brutal. All right, let me roll some stuff for all the NPCs. It'll be fun, I said. Well, May just got an at one, so we're off to a strong start.
Oh, no.
Second natural, the one of the night, goes to FM of all people.
No.
People just get a little afraid. It's fine.
Harper rolls a 2.
Oh, my gosh.
Scarello rolls a 3 on the die. He adds numbers It may shock you to know wisdom is not a prime attribute for Scorbella.
I can hardly believe it.
All right. So this is a big, scary creature. Everyone who isn't Jesse or Alara.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. People rolled fucking ass.
Even with 27?
Yep. Not a prime means the base number is 18 and the difficulty level is higher than 9. So, yes. All right. All of you must flee from the caster as fast as possible. If you get yourself cornered, you will cower in abject terror, and if forced to confront the caster, in this case the ghost, you will suffer a -2 penalty to all of your rolls. So all of you will start running towards the edges of the room, out the way you came, into a bunch of confused people. Many options once it gets to your turn. And then, of course, the giant ghost looks at who's left, sees Jesse and Alara, and it's going to be slightly weird. Jesse, make a charisma check.
Oh, no. Cool. I went with Google and it gave me a nat 20.
All right. Then I will let you choose.
Okay.
This thing looks like it's going to go after someone, probably you or Alara. You can basically decide which of you it goes for. Because I was going to say that it sees you as, you know, a super worthy opponent. It's going to try to toss Alara to the stars. But if you want it to go after you and be like, come at me, bro, you can do that.
I don't know.
I can also just roll or have it go with its original plan.
Yeah, actually, I don't want to choose. Because that's not the kind of thing that I don't think that Jesse would want to choose.
Okay, I'll just roll it.
Like, she's not like aggressively like self-sacrificing, but she's also not like, hey, go after that guy instead.
Okay. Jesse, make a charisma save this time.
Ooh, I have a bonus to that.
You do.
Well, I did not do as well on that roll. I rolled a 4 plus 10 minus 1 plus 2 from Dad, Is That You? Charisma saves.
Okay.
15? I'm sorry. I'm so bad at math. This is why I have that die roller.
Yeah. All right, Jesse, there was a penalty on top of that. So you feel yourself get lifted as the giant ghost creature reaches a hand out towards you, and it kind of grabs around you, but you don't feel any sort of crushing sensation. You just feel picked up and then immediately slammed back down.
Oh, no.
You've been hurled against a solid surface.
Probably fine.
Jesse has a lot of hit points.
You take 17 damage as you are smashed against the floor.
No problem.
Ha, even Grix could survive that.
Jesse just flexes. She's fine.
Am I prone, though?
Yes, which will only matter if you try to like run any big distance. You'll still be able to get up and attack next round, no problem.
Oh, okay.
And now it is Alara's turn. I leveled up Alara yesterday, and now I get to try to remember how all of her shit works when you staple it together.
Is she not just a standard monk? I thought she was pretty standard monk.
Oh, she is a standard monk, but monks have 5 zillion abilities.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of her numbers also went up, which was neat, but...
Does she get any good jutsus?
She gets a stun attack.
Ooh.
All right. Alara's going to try to stun a ghost.
Fuck yeah.
How does that work? Who can say?
Well, we'll be able to shortly.
Yeah. So Alara's going to go for something that I think feels like her style and does a nice little jump to gain some momentum to try to knee the ghost in the balls.
Yes.
This would be a good time to warn her that corporeal attacks might not work.
It would be, except that monks are bullshit. By which I mean they're great.
Oh, magical knee?
Magical unarmed strikes. So she hits, and now the creature makes a saving throw. Probably to its great surprise, because as a ghost, how many times do you expect to make a constitution check? It fails.
Yay!
The ghost kind of staggers, and its many, many eyeballs looking in every direction look kind of unfocused. And then she hits it, tries to hit it 2 more times, and hits one. And rolls ass. All right, so she does that big knee, and then she gives it a roundhouse to, I guess, its knee. Take that. And does very little damage. But she did do damage, and it is stunned, so that's good.
What does stun do to everybody being afraid? Anything?
I believe everyone is all still afraid.
Oh, so that's like an ongoing thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's really meant to be a concentration thing. It goes on for several rounds.
Oh.
It's basically the fear spell. So that's how I'm running it. All right. Lucky squeaks and runs towards the back of the room. FM tactically retreats towards the back of the room. Weirdly fast for someone like him.
I want him to squeak also. That would be adorable.
Jesse, make a wisdom check.
Come on, Google Dice, don't fuck me. 25.
You think you hear the tiniest back of the throat, but still there, squeak from FM before he tactically retreats.
Like a,
Yeah. Harper just swears in a language you don't know as retreats.
Yeah.
Wealthy, what do you do when you are being scared?
Now, what is Sidroa's form look like right now?
Blob.
Okay, then the blob starts as fast as it can, blobbing towards the back of the room.
Just Alex Mack oozing across the floor. Topical reference that we all get. Okay.
We've talked about Alex Mack before.
That's good. Grix.
Yeah.
What do you do when you're scared?
Probably just get away. Probably just scrabbling away.
All right. Scrabble away.
Scrabble.
Skrella makes an important check as far as morale and does not roll terribly. So just retreats.
Yeah.
Well, yelling something about how this is purely tactical. And we start a new round.
I had a question. My movement was 20 when I was wealthy. Now that I'm Weldroa, is it continuing to be 20? Or
it is now 10.
It is now 10. Okay. So everybody was
but able it's a to real make... sticky 10.
Can you hear the little
squelch, squelch, squelch.
Yeah, I did. It's definitely a rhythmic squelching. Hey, that's the episode title. Right?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good one.
Okay. So because everyone else is running and because of the duration of that fear spell moan effect, I'm just going to have the people that are currently participating, also known as the Ghost, Alara, and Jesse, roll for this one. The rest of you, I'm going to assume, retreat to the back of the room. If any of you are really feeling it, you can try to tear through your rear guard to just run out of the space, but you don't have to. And one of them will probably stop you, if not one of the many people between you and them, the dragon at the end. Who I imagine can lift many of you without too much difficulty.
Good luck holding on to me.
All right, Jesse, roll your initiative, please.
6.
That's such a shorter initiative order. Jesse, you go first.
Cool. Jesse's gonna get up and try to attack it again with Dad Is That You two-hand. So,
okay. Let me check something real quick. I'm guessing you probably get a bonus because the creature is stunned.
Well, I mean, I got a 28. Like, does okay, it really matter?
You hit anyway. I wanted to see if there was also anything that would give you if stunned did anything that would cause you to do extra damage.
Well, that'd be great. I'd love that.
At least at the top of my head, it looks like you get a bonus to hit, but not a bonus to damage. Okay, so roll your damage.
Oh, 11 plus 3 is 14.
Jesse, you are shredding up this ghost. Little bits of rainbow ectoplasm flick off your sword with each swing. The ghost is stunned and does not go this round. Alara goes and rolls less ass this time. Okay, so you go, you chop that thing with your sword a couple times. It goes down to a knee. Alara abuses the fact that she can hit things with unarmed strikes to use her first attack to hit it on the knee to give her a boost up to its face and punch it in the face. And I do a nice roundhouse kick on the way down. And it's a new round.
Great.
Is that the one that we just rolled initiative for?
I'm basically having everyone who isn't scared roll initiative, which is only Jesse. So
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Figure it'd be faster. If you want to roleplay Vaughn's screaming, I am more than happy to let you.
Please, if you want to roleplay Vaughn's screaming, lean away from the mic while you do it. Uh-huh.
And if our listeners would like to roleplay Vaughn screaming, send us a recording at Primary Attribute.
I got a 5.
All right. Because I think it's funny, Alara makes a little after you gesture and delays until after you go. Jesse, you're up.
I'm going to hit it with Dad, Is That You again. I mean, that's that I on purpose did that.
Yes. All right. Roll your attack. There's no bonus to hit because the stun only lasted one round.
That's 25 to hit.
You hit.
And 11 damage.
Jesse, what does it look like when you kill a giant ghost golem monster thing?
I think it like, I think she like, you know, shredded it so nicely that it just sort of like, it has this very like, you know, like she like cut through it like paper, and then like the paper sort of blows away into two halves, like across the room, and like slowly fades out as it goes.
I love it. Okay, you slay the thing. Those of you whose minds are clouded by fear, it slips away, and you kind of blink, and you're back in non-panicked reality. A couple of you are probably looking at some very confused others of your party that were bringing up, you know, the middle of the column, and we're just like, what are you doing? Why are we holding you back? What the hell's going on? And Jesse, as you look around, you see that the ghosts, which had started paying very close attention to everyone, upon the defeat of their giant focus rage ball thing, or at least of their former comrades, which became one of those, appear to kind of drift off and go distant again.
She sort of like waves away at them, like, go on, git.
They redistribute themselves slightly around the room. A couple of them come towards you, but you know, they're not crowding each other as much anymore. So that's nice. So all right. You did it.
Yeah.
Okay, so first aid doesn't remove fear. But remove fear removes fear. Aid prevents fear.
You are already unfeared because the thing died.
Yes. I know. Yeah. But okay. Vons is like feeling his pockets and hoping he has some remove fear on him for later.
I should have given you a chance to drink that. My apologies. I didn't even think about it.
I would have assumed that it would have to be something that you prepared beforehand. So, well, as soon as he sees it, a ghost next time.
You should probably at least have it on your quick draw.
I mean, I could see it being something that you, like, can barely do.
Yeah, like, you're fleeing, but you're not... I think you're allowed to take actions. It's just not anything aimed at that creature.
Okay.
So, you could probably drink one next time.
And must be moving away, yeah.
Yeah, like, if you can do it at a run, which we've kind of established you can drink potions while moving, you'd probably be okay.
I imagine Vons can do a lot of things while running away.
Yeah. Yeah. That and hiding.
Yeah.
Urinating.
Jesse does approach Vons and say, hey man, so you're gonna have to find a new skeleton for Wealthy.
I'll keep an eye out.
You broke it.
Yeah, I'll keep
an eye out. You broke it, you buy it, dude.
Does it have to be a skeleton?
Does she need like a bucket or something? Did anybody bring a bucket?
No.
Can anybody hold on to me, or can I, if I laid over somebody's shoulder?
Oh, you can inch. You can.
Or I can inch, you know. I'm just going to get slower. I'm going to get further and further away from everybody.
Are you?
Yeah, I only move at 10 per round.
Oh.
Presumably people are walking, slow. At least part of the time. But let's see. Well, if you make an intelligence check.
That is a 28 on a prime.
You remember that once upon a time before your body was hijacked and died and then hijacked? That Tadroa covered you like a skin tight, you know, armor bodysuit. You see no reason you couldn't do that with someone else again to ride along.
Okay.
You can't control them. But no, at least you're moving at their speed. Not
you tell us that?
Yes, I can tell you that. Somebody with who what needs bones? I make pretty good armor. What's my armor? What's the armor class? What does it do to somebody's armor class?
Give them a +3 natural armor bonus.
How does she wear
how
armor?
How do you communicate this, actually? Yeah, because you lost a...
Yeah,
you couldn't really
she
talk.
She doesn't
until,
wear armor. Or,
no, wait. You talked to the guards, didn't you? So, and Sidroa can whisper. So
squeezing air through your slime.
Sidroa basically interprets for you.
Yeah. So,
what was that, Adam?
It's like listening to a kazoo.
Uh-huh.
So I communicate that that if somebody just would like to wear me as a suit of armor, I will confer +3 natural armor, and I can't do anything to control their bodies. I'm just serving it as a pseudo armor. And they get to carry my sword, my spear, and my magic dagger. If I'm acting as armor, can I reach out with my tentacle arms while still attached?
I'm going to say you could use something like a wand, or your clumsy but possible casting. Actually, no, you just lost what hands you had. So,
but I mean, attacking with tentacle arms.
I think it would be very difficult to not get in the other person's way. You can try, but we'll probably roll some checks to see if you can coordinate.
Okay. If anybody wants to do that, otherwise somebody's got to carry me in a bucket, because otherwise I'm not going to be able to keep up.
Yeah, what we need is like a bucket attached to bars and a wheel.
We could like draw straws or something.
You know, Jesse doesn't need to be included in the discussion. I know that I gross her out, so...
If we had straws, they could use straws as a skeleton.
No, I mean, like, I'll do it if... I'll do it, but, like, you know, like, I just... No one seems to be into it, and somebody's gotta do it.
I could roll among the NPCs, see who volunteers.
It looks like you're gonna have to.
Oh, yeah, can she just, like, cover an NPC?
The cart? We didn't bring the cart.
We did bring the cart. We did bring the cart. It's just that the cart is in the back. Like, the cart is in the middle and not with the PCs.
Nobody wants to do this,
I don't want to, like...
No.
Oh, no, we don't. But I think it would be very funny for real to, like, have like, to essentially, like, see who gets, like, the...
The short straw
for real. Like, I think that that's very interesting narratively.
I rolled for the Vanguard, so I know who drew the short straw and or volunteered out of the NPCs that are up front. So if none of the player characters are feeling it, one of them can do it.
Yep. Nope. Not excited for that.
FM goes up, kneels down to you, sticks his arm out and says, come on.
Okay. So I wrap myself around FM, and he's got my bag, my dagger, and my Spear of Heroes, which I would imagine that he can hear talk just like I can.
Yeah, he probably holds it at some point while you guys are kind of setting up to move on, and looks at it curiously, and then appears to possibly be having a conversation with it, although he may decide to try to talk in his mind instead of talk out loud to it.
Oh, no, not you too, man.
It seems very agreeable for a weapon.
Everyone's always... that's fucking scary.
Don't get me wrong. It's incredibly disturbing. No offense, good. Spear, but... I think he gets a look much like Jesse has gotten through several times. He looks around at you guys like, you can deal with this all the time?
Yeah, it's fucking awful, man. I just... It's just been like one fucking thing talking to somebody in their head after another since I joined this group. Sorry, Wealthy.
No, you're not wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Noise emits from somewhere around FM's left hip before Citroen adjusts. Like the shoulder, so they'd be a little more comfortable. Okay.
Hey, man, I think your ass is talking. Sorry, it's gotta be, like, it's, you know, we got a Joker.
Or we'll go just, insane, I completely understand.
Or we'll
understand.
Start screaming again.
I've been there, I understand.
And I told myself I wouldn't throw up again.
Noble goal.
Thanks.
Okay. So do you guys want to realize there's not much damage left on the field? Do you want to do any healing or something before you guys head on towards the next bit of your adventure? Or otherwise, like, rest up and get ready to roll?
Did anybody, did the strength come back to the people that was affected?
That appears to be sticking around for a while.
Oh.
Let's see. You can ask among your party members to see if anyone's heard of something like this.
Yeah.
Okay. I rolled for Mir and Squirrello, and Squirrello rolled really well. So Squirrello goes.
Yeah, don't ghosts like suck the life out of you or something?
They suck the strength out of you. Sucking the life out of you was removed from the research corpus in a later edition. Early ones had it wrong. Something about level of ability. It was all very strange. It is temporary. If we rest for the night, it should pass, hopefully, if not relatively shortly thereafter.
I mean, I feel like we should just, like, keep going, and the people who had their strengths up should just, like, you know, hang back. It's only a couple people, right? Isn't it literally only Steamboat Willie and Cool and Vons?
Well, Droa got hit.
Steamboat Willie just took damage. Well, Droa and Cool Vons took some strength damage.
Oh, okay. I mean, I feel like Well, Droa doesn't matter in that way.
Yeah.
God.
I'm sorry. You already didn't have any strength.
Yeah, your strength.
You
bonus...
already weren't making strength checks.
Actually, I have a +2 to my strength.
It is currently a +1 because of that damage. You get knocked from, I believe, 16 to 15 or 14. So that would take you into the +1 range.
Okay.
So you're temporarily operating a +1. But all right.
Yeah, we should find some place to relax for a minute at the very least and collect ourselves.
You guys wanted it outside of the room full of ghosts?
Probably.
Okay. You could stay here too. All right. Jesse, make a wisdom check.
Oh, that's another natural 20.
Jesse, you're scouting out for a rest spot and you find what you would guess to be, this was kind of concealed. It looked like maybe there was like a small rock slide or something. It just made it so you couldn't see the side passage very well, but you spot it out of the corner of your eye. And you find a place to rest that looks like it was perhaps used by some of the people building this part of the arcs back when it was first getting set up. It's covered in dust, but it's clearly like a cut room. There's some, calling a slab of stone a bed or a cot is very generous, but you know, some places to lay down, some benches carved into the wall. You basically find the best possible rest spot you could find. And it also only has one entrance and exit in a way that's very easily defendable and is also partially hidden. So.
Great.
You have some space to rest back up and get your bearings again. And I know you weren't resting for like the whole night or anything, but is there anything you wanted to do while you were catching your breath?
No, not specifically.
Okay.
Yeah, I think just a short break. And then soldier on. How long have we been traveling?
Not too long. A few hours, probably. Combat like usual, it was a relatively short amount of time and practice.
Yeah.
But, all right. So you go, you guys rest up, have some water, get some orange slices. Not actually orange slices, not in this setting, but you know. And get ready to head back out. And everyone gets back in the organized column and has smoothed down their ruffled feathers from that whole fear thing. And you guys head on deeper towards the core. And that's where we'll pick up next time.
Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod. On Twitter, @primeattribute. And @primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all our blazed posts. Is that really the term we're using these days? Castles and Crusades is published by Troll Lord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by, well, me, that's Adam. This week's editor was Ian. Thanks, Ian. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.
I'm just going to refresh my page.
Yep. Go for it.
Okay.
Bye forever.
Adam, rude.
So yeah, ghosts, huh?
I was led to believe they were friendlier than this.
Well, these were not ghosts. They were something else, right?
They were ghosts.
Most of them were standard ghosts.
The ones we indiscriminately re-killed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, those were unusual. At least in Grix's experience. And Steamboat Willie would be like, that's confusing.